9 فارق الحمد لله بإذنی اللہ تعالیٰ سبیر و شعیب علیہ السلام اللہ تعالیٰ کی در پوزیشن اس قول خطیب الانبیاء نیویشن کی ایڈوائزز ایڈوائز از ویری افیکٹو پھر بھی نبی کو سم اسپیشلٹی ان دین And how the people did not listen to him. And the harm they caused in the end and the punishment they received. Although Allah Ta'ala did not punish them immediately. He decided to Allah Ta'ala not to punish at any time, anyone. Reminding them again and again, come back towards me, make tawbah istighfar. But when it did not come at all, the outcome then Allah had to punish them. In different ways Allah punished them. Kind of a heat came to them, and then after that outside there was clouds, so they went outside thinking that the cloud didn't bring rain and all. Next thing from the clouds fire came out. So Allah Ta'ala punishes everyone when the time comes when a person does not listen to Allah. Allah gives them opportunity, gives them the best opportunity. Sometimes He punishes them and day after give a life of that kind that you can repent. But when you not repent anymore, then what happened then? Allah Ta'ala said, now you're not listening to me. A father, the same thing to a father. You say the son, no, why don't you listen to me? He does this thing, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. Then he punishes him, the father punishes the son, in a sense that, you know, deprived him of a lot of things, so that he comes to his senses. Not that he does not want to give him. So he comes to his senses, but if the son, child did not come to his senses and become even worse, then the father says, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you. So likewise, yet Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity to make tawbah also. That's why He says, no, I want you to be, if you humble yourself, in other words. Don't have pride. But you become worse than Allah Ta'ala says, there's no other way, Allah will protect us. So that was Shu'aib alayhi salam, then Musa alayhi salam, and he was a Nabi, that in this ayah, this surah, there's so much, there's no Nabi's name so much came in the Quran than Musa alayhi salam. Yeah, and he spoke to Allah Ta'ala, he spoke to Allah, and he speak to Allah Ta'ala. And then you know Allah Ta'ala told him, I go to Fir'aun, but speak to him nicely. It teaches a very big lesson that whenever you speak to someone, advise anyone, be very nice. If you want anyone, no matter if someone is working for you too, if you've been harsh with him, it not cause him no benefit at all, because you've been harsh with him. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala said, oh, Musa, you going there? So he went to the Fir'aun and he told him, I'm sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he became mocking him. He said, if that's the case, then show me miracles. So Allah Ta'ala had that unit ready for him. 1 minute he took his sword out, and the sword turned into a snake, whatever. He put his hand in his pocket, but he turned into something. So shining, he took his hand out from there, shining, the sun is nothing compared to shining. All that Allah Ta'ala showed him, Fir'aun, that at least you know now you can accept it. You're not prepared to accept it. That's why you come to know that everything has in Allah Ta'ala. You must be careful. However, then you must know it so happened that he called, he was scared that now that Musa alayhi salam performed his miracles, he may lose his power. So he told, let us call the magicians, the jadugar. They all came. Azizi on that said, you know, why don't you call a one name magician? Why do you call so many magicians? You call an ustad. You don't have to call all the magicians. But never mind, all the magicians came. And so happened, the magicians told him, Fir'aun, that what will you give us? They know they're going to get some kind of gift present. What special gift will you give? One is the gift that, you know, when we win, you're going to give us something. We want more than that. So he said, I'll give you closest to me, what you will become most close to me. Then Hazrat said on this, that closeness to me, he gave us a point that if you got the closest of Allah Ta'ala in you, then the world is worthless. World is worthless. If you got the closest of Allah, anyone got the closer Allah to him, the world is worthless. You do not want the world. Because the owner of the world. Because the owner of the world. What do you want more than that? Like, you know, I asked, you know, even to one king, you know, what is his name? Harun. He was a king, and called his people. And he said, ask for whatever you want and I'll give it to you. Someone gave him, I took this, I took that, everything. But his slave was next to him, asking this or that. And he looked at the slave, he said, you're not asking for anything. He said, what must I ask? My hand is on you. And my hand on you, then I got everything. I got everything. So my hand on you on who? Allah Ta'ala. You got hand on Allah Ta'ala, then you got everything. If you have got Allah Ta'ala, then what you got? Nothing at all. So you have to, if you're on to left, I'll give you the closeness. My closeness is most important. So Hazrat said on that. To bring a point that the closer of Allah Ta'ala is then, if you got the close of Allah Ta'ala, everything is worthless, not important at all. So if we get, Allah must give us that. The closer of Allah's one. However, it so happened that Musa alayhi salam, magician said that, okay, you can start. Musa said, no, I won't start, you must start. Very important that you must not claim anything. You must not claim anything. He said, you must do it. However, when they did the thing, snakes came out. The next moment he took his sword, his stick, and he put it down. A python came out, not a big thing, and said, if he wanted it. He said, he wanted it. Now, when the magician saw this, they said, this is not jadu. This is not magician. This is something else. Something else. And immediately when they thought they saw there is something else, they brought Iman on Musa alayhi salam and the Prophet. Just imagine they got Iman. And the moment they got Iman in them, it was almost finished. He was now going to kill them, cause harm to them. With all that, what happened? His own. He went to them and said, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to break your legs and cut everything off yours. Then look at the Iman, what Iman they had that time. That called Kamil Iman, Pakka Iman that is. From nothing to somewhere. They did not anything. They had so strong Iman that in whatever we do, Aman Adhusha. We bring Iman of Musa alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alam. And they are prepared to, and whatever happened, it will happen. But they died with Pakka Iman, Kamil Iman. They didn't need one namaz to. They didn't need one namaz, but they brought Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they began to come to know this very important point, two things. When they got Iman, they were shukr to Allah. They got Iman, they were shukr to Allah. And the taqlid they underwent, they were suffer to Allah. They did not give in. One side, they were shukr to Allah ta'ala that Allah gave them Iman, the ni'mat of Iman was given to them. Another side, they given this much that they were been killed. They may suffer on that. These two things you got, these two ni'mat you got everything. But if you got a ni'mat, you don't make shukr on it. And you go completely oblivious to everything, then you do not make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, then that we do not want. So we come to know something that shukr is very important. That we got Iman in us, make shukr to Allah. All the time make shukr. And if you go through any difficulty, it may suffer. So this is what is important that we learn today. And also very important, a few things this much, that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَذُكِّنَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَ الْقُلُوبِ. Who is a paqqa mumin? Who is a paqqa mumin? We all say we are paqqa mumin. Paqqa mumin, إِذَا ذُكِّنَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَ الْقُلُوبُهُمْ. When you remember Allah Ta'ala coming to you, remind Allah, وَجَلَ الْقُلُوبُهُمْ is hard given to fear. It's hard given to fear. Zadatum imana, in that way his iman increases. That iman. Wala rabbihim yatawakkaloon, and I told the trust in Allah Ta'ala. A true pakka mu'min is a person of true, complete trust in Allah Ta'ala. He does not feel this much that what's going to happen to me. Nothing will happen to me. I've got trust in Allah Ta'ala. My life will carry on in my world. Wala rabbihim yatawakkaloon. Alladhina yuqeemoon as-salah, and we establish salah also. Not to establish salah, you're going to difficulties. In every occasion I perform salah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبَكُمْ أَلَّذِي يُتُمَتْ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ فِقُونَ. and the spending part of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us. The very important thing, when a person spends anything, he must not think he is spending. He must think Allah Ta'ala is making him spend the things. Allah has given me to spend the thing. So that's very important. So when a person spends this, Allah gave me, no pride will come into you. You don't say, I gave. Allah Ta'ala gave. So Allah is reminding you that Allah Rabbi Allah Razakna Munfiqoon, that you have spent because I allowed you to spend. Ulaika Munfiqoon Haqqa, these are the true moments. So who is the Pakka Bumini Business? Who follows Allah's commands, not his following nafs. So the few things that we learn today, Allah Ta'ala Amartam Tawfiq Nasir. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina. اللهم إنا لاتيك أنت وشكرك وحسن إبادك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأتمها. لتجزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وأتعبك. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من الشر. هو لا تغن مسلم. إن مسلم هو الذي لم يشرك بالسر ويرفع من فتنة. ويرجع يا ربي من فتنة. يا ربي بالسر. يا الله لنور وتبدي في قلبي ذاتي اسمك. يا الله من غزا وتبي ساكنة فدي بتسمع خالص يا الله دي بتبتسي ودي ودي في كاتي دي نور ودي في كاتي سني بس الله تعالى الحمد لله.